All right, so are we ready to go? They stayed at the Motel 6 down the highway last night. We put them up in a very snazzy joint. They trashed the place, played quarters all night, and forfeited their continental breakfast. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wilkinsons live in studio. Welcome, guys.
Good morning. Yeah.
Correction, it was beer pong, not quarters.
Beer pong.
Beer pong.
All right, you're going to have to teach me the virtues of that game.
International rules of beer pong.
Yes, yes.
There are no virtues involved when doing beer pong.
So. Welcome to the Fraser Valley. Have you been here before, guys, or is this maybe your first time in this neck of the woods? You probably played Vancouver several times, but in terms of down the Highway 1, is this your first venture?
Maple Ridge,
sure.
Played Maple Ridge a little while ago. And we're actually coming back out here again. Don't ask me when, but I know we're coming back out. I think in September sometime.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, of course, you've got the big show tonight at the Big B Country Saloon over in Mission. The Higgins are going to be opening it up. It is by invitation only. When you were in the hotel room last night, I don't know what time you got in. Did you catch any of the ACMs?
We did watch the ACMs.
And absolutely.
Saw a bunch of friends out there singing and some of them getting awards. It was exciting.
It's always, well, is it exciting? Or because, I mean, I was having this conversation a little bit earlier with somebody else, and I was just telling them, is this like our 12th award show of the year and we haven't even hit the summer yet? Are there too many award shows, guys?
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely.
Especially awards where you guys don't win anything. Only the ones where you guys actually take home trophies are they really important.
Even when you're up for nomination, I think that when you sit there and, you know, I think for a lot of people, it's, I don't know how many ACMs this has been for them, but I mean, think of George Strait, how many ACMs he's gone through.
He looked a little blasé too when he was taking his, another one. Now I got to build another room on the house. Here we go.
Yeah. But sometimes it just, sitting there is, it's probably different than watching it, you know, because it's so long. And sometimes when you go to the Grammys, you have the pre-Grammys that are like 4 hours. And by the time it's done, you really got to pee and you want to eat. You're like,
yeah.
So find me a bathroom and like a bagel somewhere.
And get that awful Joan Rivers away from me, please.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, at the Grammys and other award shows, some of the acts bring survival supplies. I mean, who was behind us with a huge bottle of Jack Daniels?
We weren't even allowed to bring water in. And the guys from Sugar Ray brought Jack Daniels in. And I was like, how's this fair? But, no, it's always an event.
Veggie tray at one award. It was Jody Messina or something.
Yeah, she kept passing me carrots across the aisle.
What is it, sitting on her lap? She's got a veggie tray?
No, she had it in her purse.
It wasn't really a tray.
It was a veggie bag. A survival kit.
Yeah.
But I think all the artists were in the same boat, and I think that the real good thing about those award shows is we're all so busy during the year, and if you do concerts, if they're festivals, it's basically you're in and out. This is an extended period of time where everybody gets to hang and have fun, and I think that's really the highlight of that evening.
The thing is, what the viewers don't generally know is the fact that there's generally like 2 hours of pre-awards for like they generally do like the radio stations and the smaller indie
and
artists,
engineers
and
the
musicians,
best coffee boy.
That's right. That's the one that they have at the downtown Hilton, where everybody gets a choice between lobster and steak, and then they have to be out of there by midnight. Yeah, that's the one they don't televise. That's right.
Yeah.
And for good reason. not that those awards aren't important. It's just, you know, do we really need to know who the coffee boy was on the latest Toby Keith CD? I get your point.
Exactly.
As good as he was, I could probably live without that information.
So you guys are known as being pretty good storytellers and pretty funny people. And, of course, that's been evidenced with the are we calling it a reality show? Do we call it a reality show?
I think some people do, but
reality.
We call it altered reality.
It's a virtual reality trip to the center of the universe.
Yes.
Work with great writers and, I mean,
it's
amazing.
Sight and sound.
Great improv comedians and
We had an incredible crew, and there's a lot of nuggets of truth, and I think, especially with second season, we really enjoyed the process a lot more, and just keeping people guessing as to what really is real and what's not real, and I think the things that aren't real are more evident than not, but us going to Afghanistan and that experience that was played out in the first episode, how we felt about that was very true. And how we feel about one another and me doing my solo career and kind of the anxiety and the pressure people put on us and that reflected in the show is very true. But the other is just a lot of fun to keep people smiling and laughing. And
I've never gone out, in the distant past and shot a groundhog. and tried to consume it.
Or wore a Southern Belle dress.
Yes. Or wore a Southern Belle dress really and had pies thrown at me.
Yes. We may very well have photographic proof of that now.
Yes,
come on.
Blackmail for the right. future.
Yes.
It's amazing what you can do with digital editing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's just I remember when the advent of reality TV first came out. I think it was when Survivor first signed on to the air or something. I was watching television and some guy said, there's no way you're ever going to get reality when there's a television camera in the room.
And I guarantee you, because of having been involved with this series over the last 2 years, on shows like Survivor and the other reality, and you can't see quotation marks, but my fingers are doing it right now.
Right, sure.
Reality shows, you can't get lighting and you can't capture what they're capturing without reliving the moment. It may have happened, it may have been, but it gets relived and possibly ramped up for television. Trust me, you don't get
we're
the camera
really
shots.
We're really sorry to all the Survivor
yes,
fans
I know.
Out there who are like...
The thing I thought was so funny about Survivor is the Exile Island. And
oh, sure,
and,
yeah.
And to a regular viewer, they're going, oh my God, I'd hate to be out on that island by myself. But hold on. You have a sound man. You've got an AD. You've got the camera tech. And the thing is, all of those people work for a union. So they all have to... Eat at a scheduled time. So you have like...
Well, you might be eating kelp.
Yes, but they're over there eating, you know...
Kelp.
Catering.
Come on. The show is only an hour long, and they tape an awful lot of stuff that they never air. That's not Exile Island. That's Disneyland, okay?
It is fun to watch, and yeah. I mean, I can see why people, you know...
It's entertaining.
Especially like The Amazing Race. That's a show that we tend to watch. I'm like, that would be so much fun. So I can see why people really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys are family. Obviously, you probably spend an awful lot of time on the road together in very close quarters. You seem to get along pretty well for the most part.
Well, I haven't told you, son. But
right. Yeah.
No. Okay.
Turns out you're not actually. You're out of the family. Those antics at that Grand Prairie show last week are going to get you into a lot of trouble.
Right.
No. Music on the tour bus. If you do, in fact, sometimes travel in a tour bus, first of all, maybe you all have iPods. I don't know. With the new advent of technology, maybe this makes this question kind of a moot point. But what's the general consensus when it comes to the CD and the CD player in the tour bus when you've got like 9 hours to kill before the next town?
It's as random as random could get. Yeah. My iPod has
Slipknot. No.
Close. It has. I mean, I have everything from
the Mars Volta,
System of a Down, to
Roy Acuff.
Roy Acuff. I mean, I'm a huge fan of, you know, good old picking and a thingin. So.
I'll tell you, I love the old music.
We're
on a flight one time, and he's listening to something and grooving to it, and I said, what are you listening to? So he pops a bud to my ear, and he's listening to the Mars Volta, okay? And I can take about 1.5 songs of the Mars Volta.
Wow, you can take that much. Interesting.
Yeah, well, I have, you know.
And they are 17 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with like 5 minutes of seagulls. Okay, that's a different story. That's a young.
Well, and then 20 minutes later, he's still grooving to something. I said, what are you listening to now? He pops the buds in one more time, and I swear he's listening to Roy Acuff's Night Train to Memphis. And I said, you are so weird. He says, well, I like music. He said, it doesn't matter if it's the Mars Volta or Roy Acuff or Reba or Keith Urban. He says, I like good music.
He'd just make a terrible club DJ, that's all.
Oh, you know.
Got that right.
All right, guys, we are hoping to get you, maybe to get your guitars together here for a little performance in just a few seconds in our studio. Obviously, you've got the big show tonight. What can we expect, very briefly, what can we expect tonight at the Big B Saloon?
It's fun to do acoustic stuff. We started out, we've been performing together for about 16 years, so how we started out was just the three of us and a guitar, because there's not a lot of musicians where we grew up outside of what we did as a family. So when we don't have our band with us and we do travel with, you know, five guys, to be able to strip it down, I mean, there's nothing more honest. It doesn't matter who you see. If you saw Brad Paisley or Keith Urban by themselves, it just feels a little bit more like you can see people's faces and, you know, if people have questions for us, I mean, this is the time where it's like we're sitting in our living room playing music, so.
The intimate venue is always much better than the big stadium concert.
Fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we're going to hear a little bit of a taste of what you can expect tonight at the Big B Country Saloon in just a few moments. The Wilkinsons, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in just a sec.